Newsbreak podcast.
To be very honest with you, it's making us very concerned, especially because look, water is a facility we need every day in our lives. And obviously, we haven't had rain for such a long time. We did have rain last week, but not a lot. Obviously, I don't think it even affected the dam level. So it is very, very concerning at the moment.
This looming crisis is not a new one. For a long period, the metro has been struggling to contain the levels of water consumption. How frustrating is it for residents and for yourself?
What makes it really concerning and very frustrating is that this is not something that happened overnight. It's over a long period of time that the dam levels were going down and down and down. My concern is, what has the municipality done to overcome this? You know, obviously they should have had plans in action to say, right, we're going to get water from somewhere else or get tankers to come and fill up our dam. It's just, we don't even know what they are doing at the moment. It's not something that's happened yesterday. It's over a long period of time now, you know. So obviously they should have put some plan of action. We don't even read anything what's happening, even in our local newspapers.
The municipality is saying consumption now is key, and if residents reduce their consumption, they can actually push day zero away a little further. Talk me through what you face on a daily basis in terms of water-related issues and how consumption even would actually affect your lifestyle.
We're just a family of two over here. We try and minimize the usage of water. I mean, obviously you need to bath every morning. Then there's washing to do. There's dishes and that. We try and do that once or twice a day. But there are other people who just do not concerned about water. I don't even know what to say anymore, to be honest with you. You know, they are just not sorting out the problems ASAP.
And we're in a COVID crisis. So obviously this is impacting you and your wife as well.
Obviously, I mean, you know, you got to sanitize, you got to wash every time, you got to sanitize and things like that. I mean, we got to take all the necessary precautions to prevent us from getting sick again.
Mr. Dyer, looking to the future, if and when day zero does come, where will that leave you and your wife?
To be very honest with you, if that does appear, we've already had a request from my daughter and my son to say, Mom and Dad, I think you people need to come to Joburg because you cannot live your life without water. Water is something you need each and every day. So let's hope things come right so we don't have to take that necessary plan of action.
How does that make you feel? Because Port Elizabeth is where your home is. You have a community, you have your friends.
It is not a nice feeling. You know, here in Port Elizabeth, we're such a close family. When you go to another town, you've got to start building up a new relationship with different people and things like that. It's home is home. I'm sorry to say that.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.